Good morning, everyone on Blind Cool Tech. Well, it's about 3 o'clock in the morning here in the north of England, and both my children have been off school and nursery. Alex has a bad ear infection, and Bethany is coughing so much that she's awake all of the night, hence me still being awake at this time of night. Anyway, I thought I'd take this time to do an introduction to a podcast that I'm submitting. It's basically of me going to nursery to collect Bethany from nursery. It's a reasonably typical trip, although sometimes on the way up to nursery I don't meet anyone to chat with, whereas this time I did. And coming back from nursery this time, I actually met up with my husband's mum, who's called Zella. Other than that, it's a fairly sort of typical trip. Now, you'll gather from the podcast that people at nursery are chatting away to me quite happily. This has taken me several months to accomplish. I live in a rural village, and I have lived here on and off for most of my life. I went away to school, I went away to university, I lived away for a while after university and worked away as well, but generally I have lived here most of my life, and a lot of the people in the village have known me for most of my life. Admittedly, the village has expanded and there are a lot of people who have moved into the village, but by and large, people have known me for most of my life. Now, when I was little, because I was away at school, I didn't have that many friends in the village. Adults would tend to speak to me as they speak to children, you know, little children or whatever, just in passing. But I didn't have that much to do with people in the village itself, really. When I came back this time, and I was pregnant with Alex, my first child, I was aware that there were whispers going around the village of, how's she going to manage with a child? You know, oh, her mum will look after it, and all this sort of thing. I was fairly determined that my mum wasn't going to look after my baby, but I also wasn't sure how I would manage. It was a whole new ball game to me, and I wasn't sure whether I wanted to return to work. In fact, I thought I probably would, because I thought the baby stage wouldn't be of huge interest to me. So I was unsure of how things would work as well. When Alex was born, however, I decided that I did not want to return to work, and I was quite a possessive parent, quite a possessive first-time parent, which meant that my mum and other people didn't have very much to do with bringing up Alex and looking after him, because I wanted to do it. Now, there's good and bad in that. I'm not trying to provoke any argument. I was very fortunate that I didn't have to return to work, that financially we could manage, albeit we struggled. My only problem was that in the house where we were living at the time, I couldn't get out and about with Alex very easily. We lived on a very busy road, which I had to cross to get into the village itself. And we also lived at the wrong side of the level crossing. And the level crossing, where it actually is where three roads meet as well. So you've got the railway line plus three roads to negotiate, all in one crossing, all in one junction. Before having Alex, I used to cross this junction by myself, but I have to be honest, I always knew that there was a little element of risk involved. I was very careful, but it was one of those situations where you had to think, right, well, yeah, you know, I'm fairly sure that there's no traffic coming. Okay, I'll go across. Now, with a young child, it rather changes your perspective. I didn't want to put Alex at any risk. Also, if he was walking by me, or when he was in the... I was carrying him in the backpack and what have you, I was usually walking at a slower rate than when I was by myself. And all this basically meant that I felt that I didn't have enough confidence to tackle these roads with Alex. This meant, in turn, that when Alex started at playgroup and at nursery, I had to rely on my mum, who was very willing to help, and I really appreciated that. But essentially, she had to take him to playgroup and to nursery. At about the time Alex started nursery, I became pregnant with Bethany and had a lot of problems with my pregnancy, which meant that I couldn't walk very easily. So my mum ended up taking Alex to nursery most of the time, and then when Bethany was born, I had further problems. And so my mum taking Alex to nursery continued. I would go occasionally with her, but not very often. And then when Alex started school, the same sort of thing happened, because I was still having major health problems. And so my mum would take Alex to school, as a general rule. My health problems continued for quite some time, but in 2004 I started to improve, and we decided to try and sell our house and move to an area where I could actually take the children to school. We managed to sell our house, and my sister was also selling her house at the same time. Her house, which is a bungalow, actually met our needs ideally, so we ended up buying my sister's house. My sister had actually built a house on part of her garden, and so she now lives next door to us, her garden being so huge that we both still have quite large gardens. We've now lived in this house for about a year, and it's meant that I can take the children to and from school, I can get into the village with no problem to do shopping and bits and pieces like that. It's also meant that I came up against the prejudices, should we say, of the village. Or not prejudices, just their lack of understanding, lack of learning, something like that. I'm not sure how to put it. Basically what happened was, I would take Alex to school and Bethany to nursery, and none of the parents would speak to me. And I used to come home from nursery and from taking Alex to school quite upset, thinking, you know, this is ludicrous. In this day and age, people should be aware and be able to talk to me. But I decided that rather than become antagonistic towards people, I would really go 99.9% of the way to be friendly, outgoing, chatty, and would almost sort of force people into talking to me. And what I actually did was, I would try and, without appearing too over the top or too forceful, but try and include myself in conversations, particularly at nursery, where the general talk was about children and what they'd been doing and things like that. I was also in a situation where to get Bethany's coat from her peg would have been quite hard work, so I decided to put pride aside and to ask for help. Ultimately, this has paid off. There are people in nursery who don't talk to me, and I don't think they ever will. But most of the parents will now speak to me, some more readily than others. Some will speak if I speak to them. Some will sort of just say hello and no more than that, and some will talk quite naturally. Having said that, most of the parents are still quite wary of me and are quite wary of helping. They will help if asked, but they tend not to offer help. There are a couple who will offer help. I have to cross a fairly busy road, and I do appreciate offers of help there. But quite a few parents will just cross the road and not say anything to me. It's all a matter, I think, there of people just not knowing how to deal with me. You'll hear in my conversation going up to nursery that Bethany wanted to invite a friend of hers around to our house, a little girl called Eve. And Eve's mum, Tracy, is one of the people who is very friendly and who talks to me the most and tends to be the most helpful. I was aware that for Tracy, it was causing some problems that Bethany wanted Eve to come round, and I just hadn't managed to talk it through with Tracy by herself. So you'll see how I dealt with that, just by saying that she ought to come round for a coffee as well. I have dealt with a similar situation with Alex's friends in the same way. I tend to suggest to parents that they come round as well as their child and just see how it works out. And also, that gives them a chance to see me in my home environment, that I can make coffee, that I can control the kids, that my house is clean, that there's nothing too out of the ordinary with it, really. And it tends to put parents at their ease. You will also hear me talking to one of the nursery teachers about a course that's taking place, and this is something I wanted to discuss as well. I decided to do this course not because I needed to do it. It's basically a course to encourage parents to tell stories to children in different ways, whether it be through play, reading books, making puppets and doing all sorts of things like that. Now, I often adapt stories and tell Bethany and Alex stories in different ways, but I decided to do this course so that other parents again got the chance to know me better, and so that they could work with me and see how I could adapt things and how I could manage things. So you'll hear me chat about doing this course, and I thought that as the course progresses, this is a topic that I'll return to periodically. In fact, I've got a podcast lined up about story sacks, but I'll come on to that next. But that's why I decided to do this course, so you'll hear a conversation about that. The rest of it, well, we do a bit of shopping, and I think the rest of the podcast is self-explanatory. One more thing to add. I have had to unsubscribe from the Blind Cool Tech email list because my ISP is no longer allowing me to send emails to free lists. My ISP are unbelievable. For any UK listeners, don't touch TalkTalk broadband with a barge pole. They have blocked the use of torrents, whether it be legal or illegal. They have blocked the sending of email to all sorts of email addresses, and they just seem to be putting more and more blocks on. As soon as my contract expires, which I think is in April, I will be changing ISP. So I'm not contactable on the ISP, on the Blind Cool Tech email list. You can tell it's like the middle of the night, I'm really tired. If anyone does want to give me any feedback or contact me, then please use my private email address, and hopefully your email will get through. I can't guarantee it because, as I say, my ISP is really playing around. My email address is Donna, Donna, dot Slater, S-L-A-T-E-R, at TalkTalk, T-A-L-K, talk.net. Okay, on with the podcast, and I hope you enjoy it. Bye for now.
It's the 31st of January, and I'm going to go and get Bethany from the nursery. Michael might not be matching up with Zella, that's Mum. Excuse the microphone noise, just while I put the microphone on one thing or another. If I do meet up with Matt's mum, then we'll obviously be chatting on the way up there to nursery. If not, then it'll probably be quite quiet on the way up there because I feel too conspicuous talking. With living in a small village, I feel sort of very conspicuous if I appear to be talking to myself. I do admire Larry for doing that, but it's not something I feel I can do that easily. Right, I've just got a few things to do. The email list's certainly been very active recently. Some interesting conversations going on there. I'm sorry I can't keep up with it all the time. It's just one of those things. I find it impossible to keep up with as much as I'd like to, but it's an interesting list, and thanks to everyone who contributes and supplies so much information. As ever, I'm still enjoying the podcast submissions too. They're excellent. Just deciding which way to go out. I think I'll go out my side door. Sounds like that might be Zella here now. Just going into the kitchen with the noisy computer. It's very chilly out today. Check if that was Zella before I set off. And also lock my front door. I live in a bungalow with quite a large garden. It's three bedrooms, and in the garden we have a playhouse for the children, and we also have a really big trampoline which has netting around the outside so the kids can't actually bounce off it, nor can adults, which means that I can use it as well, which is quite good. The bungalow itself is quite spacey too. We've lived here now for just over a year, and I really like it. There's still work we want to do on it, but it's a good house. Okay, I'm going to set off to nursery now. It's freezing. thanks.
Hi, Dee.
Oh, God, it's so cold, isn't it?
I've just said to Karen.
Oh, freezing. Say that to you actually.
The only thing on my car is he's dyspraxic.
Yep.
So she's very visual.
Yep.
So she does a lot of sign language.
Yep.
Which obviously.
Why don't you come round as well at first and see how it works with
that's
us?
Fine.
Why don't you come and have a coffee too?
I will do. Yes.
And,
alright. That's what I was going to say, you know. If
and
you
then let's see how it works out.
Out that way, because
yeah.
Poor little sweetheart keeps saying to me every day.
No, she doesn't.
And I feel awful and I don't want you to think it's... I don't want her to, but...
I know that.
I just wanted to explain that she's got this thing called dyspraxia, she sign languages.
Yeah, that's...
Because I've even said to you, Aunt Eloise, I'm very wary of where even my mum struggles with her.
Yeah, no, I can really understand that. And
to think I
God,
was being awful.
No, I mean, any of, like, Alex's friends and stuff, I've always said to parents, look, for God's sake, come round for a coffee first.
Yeah.
And see how things work out, rather than thinking, oh, my God, I can't see sort of thing on the sun. Yeah, exactly.
Oh, you must do, because you've got to. That's a very good learning.
Oh, God.
But it's... she's sign language, she's very, like...
But...
She'll point it, like...
Whatever. Yeah.
She's got some new shoes.
Right.
She pointed to them, and your mum obviously knew what she was
saying. Saying new shoes, yeah.
I didn't want you to think I was being awful.
I didn't think that at all.
It's fine.
I didn't think that at all. That was fine.
I'd explain.
No, I mean, I was going to say to you anyway, because I think, oh, put it this way, if it was Alex and Bethany going to anywhere where I wasn't sure about,
yeah.
I would be the same.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
You know, I don't have a problem with that at all.
As long as we're okay on that. But, you know, whenever you're not busy or anything like that, just...
Right, how about
say.
Monday?
Monday, yeah, that's
I'll do it
fine.
Monday.
Yeah.
And then we'll...
Right.
Yeah, okay. Cheers.
Coffee going in a smile.
Oh,
oh my gosh!
You
should have gone home.
She's been sat here, so she's had to do out at home. Beth is
cold. Oh, cheers, thanks.
That can't be staying there, surely.
What is that,
Eve?
Oh, gosh.
Good space of the room, isn't it?
But it's a lot of noise, isn't it? Keep an eye on the home corner. There's been breaking pots and things.
Well, Kirby came home last week and said that there was a pot, somebody broke something. They had like...
Yeah, it was Chinese weaving.
Mm. They had the proper stuff. Somebody broke something and we have to go home and think who did it.
Oh, so nobody's on nothing.
It'd probably be Eve.
It'd probably be Bethany.
Oh, you mentioned it, so it might have been him.
They're not going to go home and think about it.
No, they are.
Yeah. Really can't remember.
That's it. She said to me, we've got to go home and think about it.
Oh, but Kirby did. She's obviously got conscience.
I was going to say. It's not something that Bethany suffers from.
No, I don't think she's the same. No, it wasn't me. It's like, are you sure? Yeah, I was even in the home corner. I said, well, how do you know about it then, if you weren't in the home corner?
I bet
they
actually sat them all
down. Grilled
them all.
Sat them all down.
Oh, bless him. Oh dear.
Well, you don't want it to be broken at that age, really.
Well,
don't put it out.
Be best, wouldn't
yeah, I mean, why put proper pots
in? Why put it out? I've promised them a kitchen for the last few weeks, and every time I come to bring it up, there's either a bit missing that Bethany's taken away, or I can't, or there's no one around to sort of walk up with me because it's going to take two of us to actually bring the wretched thing.
Oh, God.
So,
that's it, you say about these things.
Oh, no. God.
We've got like a playhouse thing in the garden, and it's just everything's just thrown in.
In there.
Last time of summer, so I've got to go in before spring starts and sort all bits of food.
We're like that as well. Yeah.
Honestly.
Yeah, they've filled ours up with apples, so God knows, you know, you have to go in there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I know, I'm
so
nervous. I wish I had the feet up and I can tell you.
I'm just cup of coffee, maybe.
Coffee machine.
Oh,
we were all
big. I'll pull you up.
We'll never go on now.
Yeah, I wonder what's on the menu.
Yeah. Biscuits the kids have baked that have been on the floor and they've sneezed in it. Gareth always takes them for his packed lunch, whether he eats them or not, I don't know. Which I'll take them for my packed lunch.
Bessamy always eats them before she gets out of here. Like, good girl, you get me, and I don't want it.
Yeah, I'm your friend.
Can I have a bite? Not really meaning it.
Did they turn say something? Yeah, Megan did bake and she didn't want it.
Did she not?
I don't know,
it's just that tells all.
Yeah, what happened to it?
They both go.
Thanks for taking Alex the other day, Louise.
It was fine.
Appreciated.
Oh, you girls quite comfy now. Yeah, I've got a container biscuit. I don't mind the 3 cars.
I don't
want to do it. You put it on through, aren't you? There's a hat there.
I've got the gloves.
No, I'm in a pocket.
You've got a lot there as well.
Well, I'll be coming up here about 11:05 to get the
seat.
Never mind the kids arguing.
No.
You can't, in the morning.
There's no room to sit round.
Bethany's brilliant, she's got to bed, out like a light, brilliant. Alex has nightmares, so he wakes us up. Well, thanks for the invite to Abby's party, by the way. As Mum brought, did she bring the reply this morning?
No.
All right. Well, Bethany can come, so we'll bring you the reply. All right.
Yeah, that's fine.
Bethany's terrible for bringing them.
You were too young.
Hi, Catherine.
Will do.
Okay.
Yeah, cheers. Yep.
So parents are going to work with Kevin.
Yep.
An hour and a half parent session.
Yep.
And I work with the children, and then we come together. Now what we're going to do in the come together session was each have a story set.
Yep.
And work with their child.
Yep.
So do you have any children's books in Braille at home?
Yep. I'll find something.
I'm just wondering if you have one of the ones that we've got in Story Sacks.
Do you want to tell me what you got? Give me a rough idea.
Glass, rainbow fish, hungry caterpillar, the owl babies.
No, I know them all pretty well. I've got hungry caterpillar in print. I'm just thinking if I can scan it in and I'll braille it out.
I have got some others, I can't think what's on the list. I could phone you, or you could. Do you have a lot?
No. I just got a small selection of, and then basically what I do is I sort of put them onto my computer and then onto a braille display as I need them.
Oh,
if I'm reading with Bethany, so like her nursery book, I'll scan and then read it with her that way.
Right, because Kevin was going to email his boss today to see if they've got any braille story sent.
Right.
We'll be able to get one for Friday.
Yeah.
Could I give you a ring later and
yep.
find out what books you've got? Is that
absolutely possible? Fine. Yeah, no problem at all. Yeah.
And then, right.
Okay,
I've got it, but I meant to.
Yeah, it's 467.
467.
897.
897.
Yeah.
Are you in all afternoon?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Only time I'll be out is picking Alex up, that's
right.
all. So.
If I phone you, then I can find out what books, and we'll sort something out for.
Yeah, that's absolutely fine. I mean, with a story sack, I presume it's just like items for the story,
yeah,
is that right?
That's how
it works.
So, and they usually have a game in with them.
Right.
Like a pairs matching game or something like that.
Right.
Which I know is going to be a bit more difficult, but obviously Kevin or I can even work. I mean, it's going to be good for drawing language out of Bethany anyway, isn't it?
So absolutely. I mean, Bethany's quite used to working with me on things anyway.
Yeah, so I don't see...
So, we should be.
Yeah, and then it just usually has, like, the main characters and then a factual book as well.
Right, right.
So, yeah, we can work.
You haven't... You don't have any, do you?
Stories app.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, could you lend me one?
Or I can give you one for the...
I was going to say, could you
pick one from those titles?
Could you lend me one, sort of either today or tomorrow, and I can scan it and put the things in that I need to sort out and do it that way.
Yeah, you can do that if you want to. Yeah.
Yeah, that would be the easy way.
Hello.
Sorry. Sorry, I'm holding you up.
That's all right. Do you have any preference to a title?
No, whichever. Whichever is fine. Yeah?
Yeah?
That's probably the easy way.
Yeah.
Thank you, Bethany.
Yeah, you don't look through it with Bethany.
I won't do. No, I'll do it tonight.
Familiarise yourself.
Yeah.
Right.
All right. Yeah, that's great.
This is all going down. I'm in Helen.
Bethany. Bethany. Put this on, please.
It's softening.
Alright, just a minute, Bethany, please. Hang on, Mrs.
We work like that each week.
Yeah, that's fine.
To
do in advance, we can do that. Yeah.
Great.
Yeah. Okay. So do you want me to pick one up tomorrow? Is that the best
way? Yeah, have to go to school and sort.
Is that okay? So I'll pick one up tomorrow.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's
thanks. All right, I'll let you get on. Right, Bethany, what were you saying?
That's it.
Got it. Thanks. Yep. Okay, see you then. Thanks. Bye.
See you tomorrow.
See you tomorrow.
That's for you.
Thank you. I've got it.
Where?
It's in my pocket, so that I could hold your hand.
This pocket.
That pocket. It's not very far away. Well, we've lost Grandma Zella.
Where is it?
I don't know. Shall we go and see if she's at home first?
Yeah.
And if she's... Well, I don't know where she's gone. And if she's at home, do you want to go and get a pie? Or do you want scrambled egg? Because Grandma was going to go and get some eggs and we were going to have eggs. You want a pie? Right, well, we'll pop home first and then we'll pop... Hi. You all right?
I'll be okay. Well, I'll give you a hug. You've been popping your head, love. Is that a little bit of a bruise there?
Yeah. You got a bruise on your head? I know they do, don't they? Yeah. Okay, see you. Bye. Oh, wait, Bessie, hang on. Bethany, I'm going to count. One. Two. Three. Give me your hand. Four.
Okay.
Not on the road then. And if you run off, then you have to hold my hand.
Hello. Where are we going, Mummy?
Pie shop, apparently. All right. Yeah. Bethany, you said you'd stay with me.
I'll
collapse this and have an arm, yeah. Right, just you stay with us, please, Bethany Boo. Hang on, I'm just collapsing this.
It does stay together.
Yeah. I was talking to Lisa Jackson, so that's why I was held up. Because there's a course that they're doing on Friday about reading and storytelling. They're doing on Fridays for the next, I don't know how many weeks, quite a few.
Who's Lisa Jackson?
A nursery teacher.
Yeah.
Anyway, I've got on it. So Friday afternoons, Bethany and I are back in school.
So how does it work?
Well, basically, the first... It's going to...
No, crash, darling, nothing coming. We've looked.
Good girl. The first hour this week, I mean, I can only tell you about this week's because I don't know about the rest yet, but the first hour this week, Lisa's got the children, Mrs. Jackson's got the children. I don't really use Mrs. Jackson, really, because Mrs. Jackson's got the children, and the parents are working on a story sack, which means that you have a book... And you have a sack, and you have to, and the sack has various props in it to help you tell the story and to make the story fun, and it has a game in it related to the story. Well, she's going to lend me one of those tomorrow so that I can
work it out
first without Bethany.
Right, yes.
Where?
And then, so the parents sort of do that with another person, another sort of teacher.
Yeah.
And then they all come together and do your story set with your child, right. I think.
Right, let's go across.
So, yeah. Just something interesting and different to do with Bethany, so I thought it was worth doing. Yeah. Well, she's getting to the stage now where she wants to do it, actually.
Yeah.
Damn, I should have brought Matt's tax. I could have gone and done that.
Well, we can do it.
Yeah, we can do it later.
Yeah, we can do it later.
I'd left the side door open, did you?
I've been in it.
Yeah.
Sorry, it was busy enough.
No, it's fine. It didn't matter. I mean, I'm always...
Yeah.
It's okay.
I knew you were all right. I mean,
doesn't cause me any problems.
No.
I tell you what, right, I promised I'd get Alex a cake as well, actually, if I came down. Oh, God, it's so cold. It's
money.
It's just nursery. It's when they finish nursery. Yeah. One meat potato pie and you got any ice buns left?
We haven't. Sorry,
no. Right. What have we got left?
One egg custard.
Can we have a pack? Something with sprinkles.
With sprinkles.
What
was
it? A little
biscuit. Yeah. One sour one.
She does now, actually. Yeah. She's not sour.
Will you eat it if you get it? Right, yes, please.
Can we have two of those, please?
I've only got one star.
Right, can you give me
a round one
as well? Thanks.
Can I have the round one?
Yeah, you can have the round one.
But you wanted the star one.
Can have whichever. Probably change your mind before we get home again. Sorry, I haven't got any change. Yeah, that's it. Oh, you haven't got any bread left, have you?
No.
No buns. Right,
But we've got just plain buns.
Yeah, just right, I'll have can I have three brown and three white buns then? Go on then. One brown and I'll have have you got five white?
Yeah.
I'll have five white then.
Right.
Sorry.
Brown. Yeah, there's only that one. So you want five white?
Yes, please, and one brown. That's taking all your life into the bread. Yes, oh, I haven't. I usually have one in my pocket now as well.
Hello.
Sorry, I haven't got any change.
Alright,
yeah.
Thank you.
I'm talking to these down the floor.
Oh, sorry, Bethany, I've already done it. Thank you, yeah, I've got it.
You were busy doing other things.
Sorry about that, Bethany.
Wait for us, darling.
Wait there.
What should I ask?
We're coming now.
Right, I'm ready.
Right, thank you.
You're so clever, mate.
Oh, thanks.
Okay.
Yeah. She's not in there, but I can't remember. She wrote the name. Coloured mess, to be honest.
Oh, I don't know.
Yeah. I know. But the only name that would come from
us is Susan
Jane.
No, it's not Susan, no.
No, I know that. But
you can get round the inside of that thing. Alex had me going right around the outside of it.
Well, it might not have been able to last night.
No, last night?
Yeah, but I don't know. Because at one time, I couldn't.
Right.
But,
that was on the way to the phone.
Bye.
Hello,
bye.
You.
Maybe you just didn't fancy it.
Go on, then. Maybe.
But
you have to go out quite a way into the road.
Yeah.
To get round it.
Tell him if there's a passage through that you can.
Mm-hmm.
But one time it was, but they were actually working there then.
Right.
Bye.
Whereas there wouldn't be when you...
No, no, there's no one there then. He keeps surprising us, Bethany. You keep surprising us. Still didn't take all those yogurt cans. I've got a bag full of yogurt cans and stuff, and I still haven't taken them to nursery. That's twice now I've walked out without them.
Oh, well, I came out without my phone, went back for it, and then get... Oh, she's bugged off your mum. I left it up. I really wanted to close the houses.
Mm.
Yeah. Aww. I put it on tomorrow and I put it in the first place and it might be... Good girl, it might have got there, you know.
Mm.
I know it will. Not yet.
Not yet. Come on. Usually cross further up, Bessie, please.
Come on, darling. We're back to the wrong place to cross.
I've got Eve and Tracy coming round on Monday.
Wait.
I haven't told Bethany yet. Hang on there, Bethany, please.
Oh, yeah.
She's asked Tracy every day if Eve can come.
Right.
And Eve's just caught me now. Tracy's just caught me now. I said, like, it's not that I don't want her to.
Wait. So I didn't get an
Yeah.
Go
Bethany's got enough words for both of them. Bethany. Because Tracy was saying, well, she doesn't talk very well, and I mean, I was aware of that. So I said to Tracy, she's dyspraxic,
right.
Which is one part of the problem, but I don't think they know like the rest.
Is it a wee bit like Stephen, might be?
Possibly, I'm not sure.
I think Stephen's doing better than one to one, but she just never did anything early.
Yeah.
We don't really know how far
she'll go.
I mean, she's doing everything, you know. She did walk, she did talk, she did, you know.
Eve's only just four.
Yeah, well, Phoebe can not be long size, will she?
Will she not? I don't know.
I don't think so.
Bethany?
It's a big grey house.
Pardon?
This is a big grey house.
Where's Bethy? Oh, gosh, that's where she is.
Where she is.
What's with the big playhouse?
Oh, it's what Paula got her for Christmas. And she's had a great time with it, except that it's a pain because it's big and it's in the way. But she's drawn all... Well, as you can see, she's drawn all over it. She coloured it in quite well at first, a lot of it. But now it's just got a free-for-all for them to draw on, which is fine. You know, such a simple idea, just a cardboard fold-out playhouse and a load of felt tips. Here, come on.
Surprise!
Ah, wipe your feet. Come on. Come on. Go and show Grandma your new shoes. Okay, that wraps it up for this time. So, hope some of you found that entertaining. That's fine. Really, sort of jaunt to nursery, also go and pick Alex up from school and things like that too.